cash Brewers Club seat tickets and qualify to win one of two great Scotty summer getaways to Door County or the Dells area. You'll need the Civic Media app to enter, so download it now. Did I mention to download it now? All right. Get ready to win. It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest from WRJN. It kicks off in just a few minutes. I'll give you that keyword, okay? Hey, we're talking music. The Bell City Brass Works coming up in just a moment. Right now, it's 7 o'clock on the Noggin.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Police in Boulder, Colorado say at least eight people were injured, one critically, at a demonstration honoring Israeli hostages in Gaza.
All of a sudden, you saw this big puff of smoke go up in the air. There was a guy with a Molotov cocktail or something like that.
Police say the attacker used a makeshift flamethrower to try to set protesters on fire. CBS's Anna Schechter.
The FBI said the suspect yelled "Free Palestine." Multiple videos posted to social media showed the suspect shouting, "We need to end Zionists."
FBI special agent in charge, Michael McCulloch, says the suspect is an Egyptian national whose visa expired in March.
It is clear that this is a targeted act of violence, and the FBI is investigating this as an act of terrorism.
Now to Gaza. Health officials there are calling it a mass casualty event after dozens of people were killed in an attack near a food aid distribution center. Eyewitnesses say Israeli forces opened fire in the southern city of Rafah. Israel denies involvement. Ukraine says a drone attack deep inside Russian territory took out more than a third of the country's strategic bombers. The BBC's Paul Adams from Kyiv.
Drones were smuggled into Ukraine, loaded into pallets, then put aboard trucks that were then driven, possibly by unsuspecting drivers, to these air bases across the breadth of Russia, where the drones were then launched remotely.
Russia and Ukraine meet in Turkey today for peace talks. A nationalist backed by President Trump squeaks to victory in Poland. CBS's Elaine Cobb is at the foreign desk.
Conservative Karol Nawrocki has won Poland's presidential election by less than one percentage point.
Half of Poland will be cheering his presidency. The other half remains deeply worried.
Jacek Kucharczyk, president of the Polish Institute of Public Affairs.
Police in Hickory, North Carolina, asking the public for tips after a 58-year-old man was shot to death at a house party over the weekend, 11 others injured. Major Aaron Turk with the Catawba County Sheriff's Office.
We are still recovering shell casings and trying to piece that together. As I stand here, more than 80 shots were fired.
So far, no arrests. Researchers say there may be no need to wait from scan to scan to find out if breast cancer is spreading. A study in the New England Journal of Medicine details a blood test that can find mutations in cancer cells that can detect tumors. The research was funded by AstraZeneca. Dow futures down 142. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Legislation will be coming from the library in Racine. The City of Racine Common Council and some committee meetings will temporarily move to the Racine Public Library starting tomorrow. The elevator at City Hall needs repairs, which could take a couple of months. Mayor Corey Mason told Don Rosen last week the location was picked to ensure accessibility under the Americans with Disabilities Act. You can go deeper on what's on the agenda this week at RacineCountyEye.com. A 45-year-old Kansasville man has been arrested in connection to that stray bullet hitting a guy in a truck last week. A 25-year-old Kenosha man was hit by the bullet while riding in a pickup truck in Dover May 25th. The Racine County Sheriff's Office says it happened on Sunnyside Drive with the victim's knee impacted. Official charges haven't yet been filed. There's a $100 Visa gift card up for grabs for Kenosha County residents who answer a few questions. A statement says the confidential online community health assessment will take just a few minutes. The results will guide future health initiatives through the Kenosha County Thrive program. People are being asked to share their thoughts on issues like mental health, affordable care, and housing. Officials say the community feedback is crucial for setting the right priorities. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
UW-Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. An investment in UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7. Paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Christian Yelich injured. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers play the Reds tonight in Cincinnati, but slugger Christian Yelich will be out after he was hit with a pitch in the Brewers' 5-2 win over the Phillies yesterday on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Ooh, that get him in the hand. Home plate umpires awarding him first base, and it's a hit by pitch.
And that one a little bit too far in on Yelich.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
He's real sore. You know, he couldn't squeeze the bat, so it'll be day-to-day thing. It's not broken, thank God. I hate it for him that he's got to take a day off, but probably will be out.
X-rays did not show any broken bones. College football, the Badgers with over a dozen prospects on campus over the weekend. Three of the players agreeing to commit, including a 6'3" linebacker, Ben Wenzel, out of Appleton North High School.
Bigger is not always what wins. It's physicality as well. The bigger you are, the more you can hold up, but we still got to continue to train and understand what physicality really looks like.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickle with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires today. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, down to 60 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with scattered rain and thunderstorms, and there could be some heavy rain tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow, right around 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
I'm looking forward to Halloween. Man, I love it because I'm big now and I can beat up kids and get their candy. What? Because when I was small, I almost died trick-or-treating. I almost died trick-or-treating because I had asthma. And you know, your parents buy you that cheap mask? The cheap plastic one? You can barely breathe in it? And that band in the back of your head making you bleed through your skull? And you know they can't hear you saying trick-or-treat. And how much air did they give us in the mask, that little slot? And you stick your tongue down. And then you would cut your tongue because that was razor sharp. And they say it's that razors in the apples. No, it's your mask!
It is time to talk to Katie Humphrey, president of the world. Now, president of the board of the Bell City Brass Works. And, I gave you a promotion.
Well, that was nice. Yeah, good morning, Dad.
Yeah, we always need a new president of the world. Now, how many bands are you involved with?
Three.
Bell City Brass Works, Racine Concert Band, and?
Kenosha Pops.
What, do they ever coincide where you got to be at the same place at the same time?
Occasionally there's can be a slight conflict for rehearsals, but the directors talk to each other and adjust typically. Sometimes it's unavoidable, but they all get along. A lot of us play in all three, so.
Well, then you got to do that Superman thing where he divides himself.
Right. If only that were possible.
Yeah, man, Superman could do that. He could divide himself and, be in two places at one time.
Right.
Only in the magazine and the movie. You can do it on a TV show, though.
I'd love to give that a try, though.
The Bell City Brass Works. Now, you've been in business for how long? How many seasons?
This is our 36th season.
Wow.
And we're right at the tail end of it. Our upcoming concert is the last one of this season.
Now, Now, who put it together? Give a little history of it, can you?
Oh, I didn't bring those notes with me, but basically...
What, you think you were going to come here and just waltz through this segment? No.
Gosh. All right. So there were a lot of musicians in town that obviously knew each other because they played in different groups together. A lot of the core of the Bell City Brass Works came from the drum corps community. A lot of those people knew one another. And then the other kind of hub was the music department at UW Parkside. So a lot of people knew each other from there. A lot of us were students of Johnny Hemkes, who taught a lot of brass students in both Racine and Kenosha. So Gary King and Ken, I can't think of his last name.
Ken. Okay.
Ken, you know him. They were the founders, and they got everything organized. I do have a tub of all the old minutes and things, and there's a lot of great information in there. If only I had brought it with me. I did have a cheat sheet, but I didn't bring that either. But anyway, they started playing together and built up this band, and the two of them have now passed away, the founders, but the rest of us are still keeping on, and I would say actually getting better and better.
Before we get any further, I've got to do the Scani Summer Text to Win contest. I almost forgot about it.
Oh, no.
We're just starting it today.
Because I'm so distracting.
Yeah, right. It's our Scani Summer Text to Win statewide contest here at WRJN. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets or $100 cash. Plus, every entry puts you into one of our grand prize drawings for a Wisconsin Dells area vacation or a Door County vacation, right? This hour's keyword is... Let me look here for the first time. The keyword is new, N-E-W, like new. All right, that's the keyword. Text it to us right now. Download the Civic Media app if you haven't done so already. And text it to us. We're playing for, what are we playing? $100 cash this hour, $100 cash. So download the Civic Media app wherever you get your apps, the Apple Store, wherever. Just download it and get ready, okay? Because the keyword is new. When you get to the app, just go down the list of radio stations, all the ones that Civic Media own are on there, and click on WRJN and text me the keyword new. New. That is our keyword this hour in the 7 o'clock hour. You say, I didn't hear it. I forgot. Well, I'll mention it a few more times during the hour. So again, download the Civic Media app. Download the app and go to WRJN and text us the keyword new for your chance to win in our Scani Summer Text to Win contest, our statewide contest here at WRJN. I was all for the last hour. I've been talking about it. I'll do it at 7 o'clock, and I almost forgot.
Oh, my gosh. You would have had a lot of people mad at you.
People are mad at me all the time. That's nothing new. I can handle that. Okay, now, you do not have any, in all the bands you're in, there isn't one violin.
That is true. I occasionally sub for the Parkside Community Orchestra, and when I'm there, there are strings. I have nothing against strings, but...
Well, let's see. Concert band, Brass City Pops. Sounds like you have something against.
Not really. A lot of the musicians do play in the orchestra on a regular basis.
Now, how many instruments do you play?
Just two. French horn is my main instrument, and I play piano.
You do play piano. Okay.
Not well, but I do play piano.
Now, I told you before we went on the air, I'm taking piano lessons now for, seems like years. And I just don't practice enough. And that's the way you got to learn. I understand. My wife is teaching me, and she teaches a 12-year-old girl. My 12-year-old girl is like a concert pianist already. And I'm like, let's see, Mary had a... Actually, I'm beyond that. But I learned to play with two hands now.
That's great.
Now, here's what I never expected when I learned to play. There are two staffs. There's the treble clef staff and the bass staff. And you got to look at them at the same time.
And they're doing different things, right?
And here's what I found out. Where the G clef is on the top scale, the G note is not on the bottom scale in the same spot.
That's correct.
And I'm trying to compute all this information while I'm playing, and it's very, very difficult. I mean, my brother saw Lady Gaga in concert for 2.5 hours in New York on the piano, just playing the piano, show tunes, whatever her hits were, and no music on there, just from her brain. Playing with, he said it was just amazing to watch Lady Gaga play this piano for a concert.
You've just made a wonderful argument for music and education because it's good for your brain.
It must be because she has no music in front of her. I saw her at the Oscars once playing the music from The Sound of Music.
Mm-hmm.
There's no music in front of this woman. She's just playing it.
Yeah, I never was that person, but yeah. I need music to play.
So I got to the point now where I can actually not have to look at the keys, where I can look at the music. My eyeballs are going up and down, up and down. I don't know. I just don't have that musicality in me like some people do.
Well, I give you a lot of credit for trying it.
Now, I know when I see Mark Eichner conduct the concert band, he's got like 16 staves of music for each instrument in front of him. I mean, that's a lot to keep your eye on.
Yeah, I don't know how conductors do that. But they study there. It's called a score when it's got all the parts in one sheet, and they have to know it. They can't be just reading it. So
let's talk about your next concert with the Bell City Brass Works. It is the Music of España, which is Spain.
That's right. So it's on Sunday, June 8th at 3:00 at UW Parkside in the Rita Talent Picken Regional Center for the Arts and Humanities, which is right on campus, kind of near the athletic building. We play in the Francis Bedford Concert Hall, which is probably the best venue in the whole area. It's beautiful, aesthetically, acoustically, everything about it is wonderful. A lot of us actually got to know Francis Bedford when we were students there at Parkside. So she was a harpsichord player. She taught group piano to music majors, among other things, and we all just really respected her, and she was very generous to the music department, and while she was still alive, donated money for that theater, and she was often in attendance at our concerts there, and she just, within the last 2 years, she passed away, but she left a wonderful legacy, and I think of her every time.
I mean, that's all you can do with your life. Leave something behind that will last. I mean, you can't, you know, what can you do?
Yep.
So that's great. I see one of the songs, Malagueña.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every Spanish themed concert has to have Malagueña. Yeah. You play Lady of Spain?
No.
Oh!
No. But
everybody who learns the accordion has to learn Lady of Spain.
But Malagueña has some great horn parts in it that are very prominent, so you have to come and hear it.
Yeah, Malagueña. What are some of the other tunes we're going to hear?
We're going to hear Children of Sanchez, which is a Chuck Mangione chart. Amparito Roca, Festa de la Vida. Pardon my attempt at these words, but they're
you don't have to pronounce them, just have to play them.
Yeah, they're wonderfully spirited Latin music. You can't help but feel it. Doug programs the music and does a beautiful job. Doug Johnson is who I'm referring to. He's our music director and conductor. He's been with the band 26 years, I think it is. And he knows us well. He pushes us to play advanced music.
Who programs these concerts?
Doug.
Oh, he does everything.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, he gets some help from some of the.
But you have to get the music rights to all this stuff too. That's
the Brass Works has developed a very extensive music library.
Okay.
And so it's stuff that we've purchased. Most of our music comes from the British brass band. Brass bands were a big thing in Britain. There were a lot of towns that would have their own brass band. It was kind of like having a sports team. They would compete against each other. And there's specific instrumentation that those bands are created to do. There weren't French horns in those bands. There was something called alto horns. So we have French horns, which is also a way to do it. But those arrangements, we purchase those, and then we have smart people that transpose for the French horn to play alto horn parts. So the alto horn is at a little different key. Maybe you haven't learned about keys yet.
No.
Anyway, there's some magic that has to happen before we're able to read the music. But anyway, we've got quite a library of tunes, and we continue to purchase new music also. So we're still growing.
Well, people don't realize radio stations, we have to pay for all the music we play. It's not free.
Right.
You don't just put a song on the radio Yeah, there's like BMI, ASCAP, CSAC, all these music exactly rights organizations. Right. Yep. And even churches, when they play music, they're supposed to be paying for that music. Most
and,
do.
And we all do. I mean, you have to. And
any public performance of a song, that's how the writers, not the performers, but the writers get their money.
Yep.
And there are people watching out for that stuff. And they
absolutely.
They report you if you're doing a public performance. Yep. And the people at BMI, ASCAP, and CSAC get after you real fast.
That's right.
To get their money.
I mean, there's a certain point in time when that expires, but none of us will live that long.
Yeah, the songs we're playing don't expire very soon. We're playing all the hits. We're talking to Katie Humphrey, the president of the board for Bell City Brass Works. You got a concert coming up. More with Katie coming up in just a moment. Right now, it's our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest at WRJN. Your chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets or $100 cash. Plus, every entry puts you into the grand prize drawing for a getaway to the Dells or Door County. Now, download the Civic Media app to do this. Go to the app, wherever you get your apps, go to the App Store, download it, and then look for WRJN on the list of radio stations and text us this hour's keyword, which is new, N-E-W, new. And you're only running this hour for $100 cash. And, of course, those grand prizes I mentioned. Again, download the Civic Media app. Look for WRJN. The keyword is new. Download that and text it to me right now. But first, we've got the beat. Here's Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Major Margaret Houlihan, also known as actress Loretta Swit, has passed away. Swift played the character, also known as Hot Lips, for the entire 11-year run of MASH. According to Deadline, she was nominated for an Emmy Award every year and won twice in 1980 and 1982. Swit passed away at her New York home from natural causes last Friday at the age of 87. Hot Lips and Frank, together again. More troubling news regarding Kevin Costner's too-long-to-say movie title and ridiculously long movie, also known as Horizon, and American Saga Parts 1 and 2. Good grief. Last week, Costner was accused by a stunt person of sexual harassment, and now the production is being accused of not paying its costume fees. The United Costume Corporation is seeking $350,000 for unpaid fees, according to Variety. Just a word to the wise, to the Yellowstone star, those costumes may come in handy if creditors come knocking. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Katie Humphrey is here from Bell City Brass Works, and you have some more brass facts, right?
I do.
Like
I
brass found my tacks, brass facts.
Right. So I found my notes I was kind of floundering about earlier to try to find. So when the group first started, it was April 20th, 1988, and this was the flyer that tried to attract local brass players. Pucker up and bring your horn. And a music stand. Bell City's going to have a brass band. So they met for the first time at Tradewinds Village in Uptown, which is long gone. But bring your brass down. So so the group now has 9 women and 33 men. So I am a minority in the group. I don't know. Maybe more men play brass instruments. We're aged. The youngest member is 26. The oldest is 97.
97?
97. So the Fountain of Youth exists.
90. I hope at 97 I know what an instrument is. Wow.
So we've got people, the longevity of the group. I did a little survey of everybody to get these facts. There's 4 that have been in a year, 10 that have been in 2 to 5 years, 5 that have been in 6 to 10 years, 7 that have been in 11 to 20 years, and more than 20 years is 14. And I'm in that.
Oh, good for you. Let's give a quick review of what's coming up. The Music of España. Give me the dates, times. The admission is free, but there's going to be a pass around if you want to donate.
Right. Yeah. So it's Sunday, June 8th at 3 o'clock in the Francis Bedford Concert Hall at UW Parkside. Admission is free. We do a free will offering. All of us are volunteers. So we do get some help from this particular concert from Roger Palmer Chevrolet of Union Grove, so I should mention that. And typically this concert is out in Union Grove at the high school, but we're at Parkside, which is great. But the reason we're not at Union Grove is they had some planned construction of their school, and we could get in the building, but there would be no parking. So.
And you had to help construct and, you know, bring a ladder and hammer and saw.
Right.
You had to work for it.
We're musicians. We don't do that.
And it's right next to Petrifying Springs because I go there all the time to load up on their aquifer water for my wife.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So we go there and I pass the theater every time on my way out. Yep. I go through that little curve.
And that's a good landmark. If you're not familiar with the UW Parkside campus, we're in the building that's on kind of that side of the campus.
The Springs Inn. Well, thank you for coming in.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure.
The music of España.
Yes.
The music of Spain.
Please come. You'll be inspired.
Yeah. We have to castanets and everything. You're bringing the castanets there?
Oh, the percussion. We do have percussion. Yeah. So in addition to the brass, we do have percussion to support
castanets?
Us. And yeah, they've got lots of cool stuff going on back there.
Thank you, Katie.
Thank you.
And of course, we'll see you again with the concert band kicking off in July, the Racine Concert Band.
Yep.
All right. Thank you very much. Katie Humphrey, who's the president of the board of the Bell City Brass Works. She's also on the Kenosha Pop. She's also at the Racine Concert Band, the New York Philharmonic, the...
Hardly.
All these bands and groups, you got to keep track of them. Thank you, Katie.
Thanks,
all right,
son.
It's time for the rest of the story. Paul Harvey brought to you daily by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha, 75th Street and 30th Avenue. Kenosha's family tradition for stunning customized floral arrangements, homemade candles, and premium chocolates. Paul's coming up in 30 seconds.
When words aren't enough, say it with flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. From breathtaking bouquets to elegant arrangements, they create floral designs for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and every special moment in between. Complete your gift with DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle with scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
The rest of the story. The history books have been telling you all your life that once upon a time, many centuries ago, on the Aegean island of Samos, there was a certain slave, and we are told that he was born in Phrygia, about 620 B.C., that he was brought to Athens as a boy, and there, the story goes, he was sold to a man named Ladmon, who took him thence to his island home. Now, Samos, just off the coast of Asia Minor, is a small but prestigious piece of real estate, remembered down through the ages, as birthplace of the mathematician Pythagoras, home of the poet Anacreon, dominion of the infamous conqueror Polycrates. But students for more than 2,000 years have recalled and revered the island of Samos because there resided this humble slave whose master quickly learned of the lad's gift for storytelling and whose freedom was thereby eventually granted. Further, we are told, the former slave traveled far and wide reciting his charming tales wherever he went. He even spent a wonderful while in Lydia, in the court of Croesus, as the king's advisor. And what happened after that, very little is recorded. Some say the one-time slave of Ladmon of Samos lived an adventurous life and died at Delphi. Of course, you know the spellbinding storyteller of long ago by the solitary name for which he is world-renowned, Aesop. You've heard of Aesop's fables all your life, but this is the rest of the story. Now, history is no better, no worse, no more reliable, no less than the historian who records it. And so it is because rest of the story stories must be based on historical consensus. We investigate all of the original sources from which the details of Aesop's life have been derived. And what we've learned in the process is most intriguing. The earliest recorded mention of Aesop anywhere was inscribed a century after he was presumed to have died. Herodotus is the reporter of fact in this case. And while he refers to Aesop as a slave, he presents posterity with scant information otherwise. The first known collection of Aesop's stories was produced fully 100 years after that. The compiler was one Demetrius Phalereus. Not one syllable from that early anthology has survived. Now more centuries pass. Plutarch, in the first century A.D., embellishes Aesop's still vacuous biography with an allusion to his tenure in the court of Croesus. It's only thereafter that the tales with which we are now so familiar begin to surface in manuscript form. By the Renaissance, scholars are presented with so many different versions of Aesop's life experiences that they begin to conclude the one fact with which most serious scholars are now prepared to agree. In all probability, Aesop the storyteller never existed at all. Never existed at all. That he was merely an invented name, an imaginary author, to whom a wealth of ancient folk wisdom, hand-me-down stories, were conveniently ascribed. Now, what all of this means is that the final, indeed the most remarkable of what we now call Aesop's fables, was Aesop himself, the man who never was. Now you know the rest of the story.
Now the Paul Harvey rest of the story, 12:05 this afternoon here at WRJN with our good buddy from the Wax Museum. I forget his name already. What am I? I got so much stuff going on in my head today. 12:05 this afternoon here at WRJN. Hey, it's our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest here at WRJN. It's on right now. So download the Civic Media app as soon as you can, wherever you get your apps, the App Store, wherever you get your apps. Download it. Look for WRJN on the list of radio stations and text this word new, N-E-W. That's our Scotty Summer Text to Win keyword this hour. And Dan Marcus. I can't believe I forgot Dan Marcus's name a second ago. So download it right now and send us that keyword new, and you'll be in the running for $100 cash this hour and some grand prizes, including getaways to the Dells and Door County. So this is at 7 a.m. This is this hour only. At 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m., we'll have different keywords for you. So download the Civic Media app right now and look for WRJN there and text us the word new, N-E-W. You're in the running for those grand prizes and $100 this hour. How does that sound? Sounds good to me. It's 7:32 now.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
It's 7:32. Let's check news of the morning. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Racine County Sheriff's Office says it was a 45-year-old Kansasville man that fired a bullet that hit a guy in a truck. The stray bullet hit a 25-year-old Kenosha man in the knee. Authorities say the victim was riding in a northbound pickup truck on Sunnyside Drive in Dover when a bullet entered the vehicle. Details haven't been released yet regarding official charges. An out-of-service elevator is leading to library meetings for Racine leaders. Starting tomorrow, Racine's Common Council and other committees will temporarily meet at the Racine Public Library while the City Hall elevator gets repaired. The process is expected to take a couple of months. Mayor Corey Mason says the new location was chosen to guarantee ADA accessibility. Ascents to the top of the lighthouse resumed yesterday. The historic Wind Point Lighthouse is back open for tours and climbs to the top. Those take place the first Sunday of every month through October. Tickets, $12 for adults, $6 for kids, can be bought online at windpointlighthouse.org. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
A new partnership between Microsoft and the National FFA, helping students become more comfortable with artificial intelligence. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. This new partnership is expanding Farm Beats for Students. That's a program that uses sensors and artificial intelligence to teach precision agriculture. 185 FFA chapters are going to get free classroom kits. Christine White is the chief program officer for the National FFA and says it's a big step forward in agriculture education.
So the Farm Beats for Students is an opportunity for young people to get their hands on technology, understand AI, start to see how data plays a role within agriculture. So they have a system that allows them to use sensors to test things like moisture, light, pH, and be able to really diagnose what's happening in the soil or with a plant that they're working with.
Christine White, she is the Chief Program Officer for the National FFA. She said their role in this partnership was to create a curriculum, and they piloted the program last year with students in four states. Now they'll be expanding Farm Beats for Students to all 50 states. Markets are next.
Veltima fungicide outyields the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre. But you've never been average. The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Beat your own record. Get every bushel you deserve. And make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Hey, got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
On Friday in Chicago, the barrel and block cheese both remained unchanged. AA butter gained 2 cents, $2.47.5 per pound. The June Class 3 milk that goes into cheese was up to $19.19. July up 8 at $19.62. Currently, July corn's unchanged. December new crop down a penny at $4.37. July soybeans are down a nickel. November new crop down 6 cents, $10.21. July wheat currently 5.5 cents higher, $5.39 a bushel. Dow Jones Industrial Average currently down more than 100 points. Just a quick market snapshot for you on a Monday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires today. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, down to 60. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered rain and thunderstorms. And there could be some heavy rain tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow, right around 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
I'm looking forward to Halloween. Man.
So you ever find yourself being lazy for no reason at all? Like, you pick up your mail, you go in your house, you realize you have a letter for a neighbor. You ever just look at the letter and go, looks like they're never getting this. Take too much energy to go back outside. You might, like, stick it on a bureau. I'm gonna get that to them later on. Right now, I gotta watch some Love Connection. I got some new host on there. You ever have one thing to do all day, but you just can't get yourself to do it? I gotta go to the post office, but I'd probably have to put on pants. They're only open till 5. You're gonna have to do that next week. Have a little more free time. I never have free time. Yeah, I don't know about you. Whenever I go to the... You ever go to the cash machine? There's two people in line in front of you. You get kind of flustered. You're like, forget it! I'm not standing here for 40 seconds. I got things to do, okay? Sometimes being lazy can get you in trouble, you know? Like, you ever not take a shower all weekend? Just lounging around, then you're running late for work on Monday? Oh, no. So is one person at work. Something smells like smoke in here. I went to a barbecue on Friday night. Only had 48 hours to take a shower. Busy.
Funny man, Jim Gaffigan. Hey, it's our Scotty Summer Checks to Win statewide contest at WRJN. It starts today, this hour. Now, you download the Civic Media app. Very simple. Download the app. Once you do that, you're ready for the entire contest. And look down the list of call letters on it. You'll see WRJN. Click on it and text us the keyword new, N-E-W this hour. And what you're going to do is you're going to be in the running for $100 cash and our grand prizes, getaways to Door County and the Dells. So download the Civic Media app right now if you haven't done so already. Go to the App Store. Just put Civic Media. You'll see the app. Takes about 15 seconds or less to download it. Look for WRJN and text the keyword new this hour and get ready to win with our statewide text to win contest here at WRJN.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Ooh, we're talking Fourth Fest already. Wow, summer's in full swing and it's not even summer yet. And Louis Toutant is here, and you are the director of fundraising for Fourth Fest.
Yes,
you're the guy who's got to put the squeeze on people for money.
Right, right.
A lot of people like to give money. Some people, you got to squeeze a little harder to get the money out of them. Yeah. Now, people say, this is real interesting. Fourth Fest, when is that coming up? It's coming up the 4th of July. How's that? That's easy to remember.
It's a fact.
Now, when is the 4th of July? What day of the week this year, you know?
It's a Friday.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
Friday,
yes,
Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
And then people will be too tired making a Monday and...
For sure.
Take the whole week off.
Partying.
Wow, that's pretty good. Okay, so the Fourth Fest is on... the parade is coming up on Friday, right? Or is it...
Friday the 4th. Yes.
Well, that worked out real well. And this is a major undertaking. I know I talk to Dave Mack all the time, and I can just see it. What a major undertaking this is to put a parade of this magnitude together.
Yeah, we take off the month of August, and then we start right back up in September, and we have our monthly meetings, and we start planning right then and there.
They've got about 150 units or floats, not floats, but units in the parade, right?
Yes.
That's a lot to get those people all together in one
big... Well, we have the biggest parade in the Midwest.
Yeah.
We have the best parade in the Midwest.
You've got animals. You got horses. I know the Mexican horses they have. That was great to watch them.
Yeah, they're dancing.
Yeah, they're dancing down Main Street. You've got bands.
Yes.
You've got high school bands. You've got dogs in the parade.
We have the Badger Band.
The Badger Band this year?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
University of Wisconsin Badger Band. Yeah. And all the local high schools are involved. I know we're involved, too. We have a classic car we have in the parade.
Yep.
And it was leaking coolant last year. And I said to Lou, who was driving it, I said, are we going to make it? Oh, plenty. As I sort of green puddle when we were going to take off. And I know this is the hard part. You pray for nice weather.
Absolutely.
What happens if it does rain?
We just keep going. I mean, if it's a thunderstorm, then we'll have to delay it for a day.
I know it's tough to, and you're looking out the sky and you're praying for nice weather and you have no control over that. That's the one thing you have no control over.
That's a fact.
Now, it costs a lot of money to put this parade on, I assume, right?
Well, yeah, it's right around $90,000 a year, and the city puts up the police and they pay for them, of course. So that's part of the fee. And they put up a third of the fireworks. So they do.
Yeah, we forget about the fireworks at dusk. Yeah.
So the fireworks, and we've got major sponsors for the fireworks. We get all that money, then the rest of it we got to come up with. And I'm in charge of fundraising, so that's why I'm here to promote.
Up and down the parade route, they got the little golf carts looking for money, and people. I see people all the time throwing fives and tens and twenties in there.
Yes,
because that's what it takes to do a parade.
You know, we do that during the parade, and
does a lot of money come from those golf cart collections?
You know, I think our best year was like $3,800.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So the people on the parade route, they see how important it is to us, and you know, you ride down. I've been doing this for 34 years. And I ride down and I'm in charge of pre-parade, and then I follow up as a at-large marshal, and you see the little kids sitting on the curbs and smiling, and once in a while I'll stop and ask the parents if I can give them a ride in the parade on my golf cart.
Really? Look at you.
Yeah, and they're smiling from ear to ear, and I just love it. And that's why I do it. It's for the kids.
Then you return the kid and say, that's $20, please.
Yeah.
Right. You want your kid back? 20 bucks.
Right.
That's what it's going to cost you. Well, that's great. And so you have a nut tape to reach, the money. You've got to reach certain. Now, if you don't hit that, you've got to find it from somewhere. Where do you find it?
Well, we have a budget, so... What we're doing this year is actually for next year, which is going to be our 90th year. So we're planning big things for our 90th year, and you know, we're sitting solvent now, and we got to have the monies for next year's parade, and that's why I'm here to promote what we're doing.
So this year's all in. This is in the books now. You got the money. Yes, you're ready to go. Right.
So we got
and every
it
year it's got to be a little more.
Yeah.
And because prices go up.
Exactly.
And $90,000.
You know, the price of bands, it costs us quite a bit to get the bands to come. You know, it's a cost for them to get here.
Yeah.
You know, and then we got to put them up. And so, yeah, it costs money.
Now, think about what you do for Fourth Fest. How about those people that put the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade together?
Oh, can you believe that? Oh, my God.
That's a full-time staff. It's got to be.
Yeah.
That's
absolutely
their full-time job.
Yes. Yeah, and they start just like we do, you know.
The day after Thanksgiving.
The day after Thanksgiving, they're planning. Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine what it takes to put that together.
Yeah, that's
especially
a lot of work.
Like New York City, closing down the streets.
Well,
you got NBC covering the parade. Yes. You got all these things going on, and you got
amazing
big celebrities you got to bring
amazing
in.
Well, look at that, and the Rose Bowl parade.
Oh, don't even start with that.
Yeah.
That's amazing, too.
Yes. You know, so, but, you know, like I've always said, everybody loves a parade. You know, I mean,
on a nice day.
Yeah, see, on a nice day, right.
So, well, I live on the parade route, so it's great.
Yes.
So even if it's bad weather outside, I just go to my window and watch it out the window.
Yeah.
I can do that. That's no problem. And it's just people sit on our lawn. We have our usual people that come every year and just sit there and say, can I use the bathroom? You got food we can eat? You got some hot dogs you can put on the grill for us? You got some drinks for us?
Right.
It happens every year.
Yeah, and a few years ago, we started a house decorating contest.
Yes, I know.
Yes.
On Main Street, I see the people that win all the time.
Yes, so that's awesome.
Yeah, and some people really go out of, they go really wild with these decorations.
Absolutely, it's great.
Yeah, it's on Main, I know on Main Street they have the contest. Louis Tutant is here. He is the director of fundraising for Fourth Fest. More coming up in just a moment. Don't forget, it's our Scotty statewide text to win contest. It begins today. This hour, this might be the last time I tell you about this hour. You got to download the Civic Media app, so do that now. Wherever you get your apps, go to the App Store, download the Civic Media app, and when you get it, you look for WRJN on the list of radio stations, click on WRJN, and text that keyword new, N-E-W. That's our keyword new this hour. We'll have a different one at 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m., but this hour, it's new. Text it to us. You're in the running for $100 this hour, and also be in the running for those big grand prizes. Getaways to the Dells and Door County from WRJN statewide text to win contest. It's right here at WRJN. More with Louie coming up in just a moment.
June is packed with more savings thanks to WRJN Big Deals. Don't miss our Big Deals of the Day every Wednesday and Friday, featuring awesome offers from our local partners. And here's the secret to save even more. Keep listening to WRJN and the Civic Media app. Each of our hosts will share an exclusive promo code you can use all month long. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and stretch your budget further with WRJN Big Deals.
And my promo code is ROSEN, R-O-S-E-N. Who thought of that one? ROSEN, R-O-S-E-N. That's the promo code for me this hour.
Skip the long lines and crowds. Shop local at Cristiano Supermarket. It's your neighborhood stop for a full selection of groceries at prices that fit your budget. From pantry staples to plain t-shirts, they have what you need. Plus, they accept EBT for added convenience. Grab a money order, enjoy a fresh Lee's Deli sub, and pick up a Wisconsin State Lottery ticket. Plenty of winners found their luck at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just great prices and real value. Swing by Cristiano Supermarket today, 21st and Kearney in Racine.
Father's Day weekend. Free entry, free parking, free entertainment. Everything else you have to pay for. Four Saints Family Festival, 4339 Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Summer, summer, summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
I'll give you a little extra boost here. The keyword this hour is new. W-R-J-N. Louis Tuton is here. He is the director of fundraising for 4th Fest coming up on the 4th of July this year. And you were telling me off the air there that a lot of people come from all over the country
to come to the 4th Fest parade. Yes, people come up to me during the pre-parade and ask me where they should go. And I just tell them, just go to Main Street, go find a seat. And ask them where they're from. I've had people from Michigan, Ohio, Illinois, of course. And I had a couple that came here from Kansas City. They heard about our parade, and they come down to see this. And it's just amazing. And I got another story where on the 21st, we're having a block party over on Main and High Street.
Yeah.
Right by the Rhino Bar. They're throwing this for us. And I got a hold of this guy that runs bags tournaments, and his name is Christian. And I was telling him that, you know, I don't know nothing about the bags tournaments. And I said, but I need your help. So what's it going to take? And he said, he came here 3 years ago just to visit a friend. And he happened to be on the 4th. He went and saw our parade. Then he saw our fireworks, told his wife, we got to move here. So they moved up here from Florida to be in our city. Isn't that awesome?
That is.
Yes. And he just loves it here, and he's going to run this bags tournaments for us for nothing.
Wow.
Yes, he's going to handle it all for me. So we've got a band. We've got that block party going. We got raffles going. So come and join us. It's going to be a great time. Live entertainment and a bags tournament at the same day.
That's by the Rhino Bar is on High and Main. And when is that again?
It's on the 21st of June.
June 21st. Easy to remember. Yeah. First full day of summer. Yeah, we can remember that.
Yeah.
Again, hopefully it's going to be nice weather.
Absolutely. It's going to be a nice weather.
You got to feel positive about it. Well, that's great. So now if somebody's listening now and they say, gee, I want to help donate. How do they do that?
Well, we can go to our website, and you can download and donate through that, or they can get a hold of me. You know, and I'm on the website also as the fundraiser, and I'm always looking for ideas.
Always looking for money.
Funds, yeah. You know, so we've got that. I got our golf outing. It's going to be on the 28th this year.
Now, tell us about that.
That's going to be out at Ives Grove. And I'm looking for golfers. I've got hole sponsors. I've got beer sponsors. I've got, you know, sponsors for that. And I got, you know, I'm waiting for golfers. Well, I need golfers. We need door prizes, you know, donations. So anybody, I'm looking for the people at the businesses on Main Street. It's their biggest year, you know, day of the year for sales. So they can help out, sponsor a hole. Now, get a hold of me and donate prizes. That would be awesome.
Now you're talking about real golfers, not putt-putt golf like I could do.
Anybody golf.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's a scramble, so it's just there for a fun day.
Because I'm good on the windmill hole. When that windmill comes around, my ball goes through the two windmill fans on it. I'm good at that.
Yeah.
Also, the clown that had his feet hitting together. I can get my ball right through those 2 feet. I could do that. I'm pretty good at miniature golf, but I tried to hold the golf club once. And I know it's a special hole. I was hitting the ground with the thing. I never got. I was at the place right there on the interstate. I forget the name of the little golf course they have there. It's not a little golf. It's a golf course, but they have a putting range.
Ives Grove?
It's not Ives Grove, though. No, it's not Ives Grove. It was a driving range there. I couldn't get the ball in the air. It went traveling along the ground, right. And I said, you know, certain things I can't do in life.
Yeah,
and I think golf is going to be one of them.
Highway 20, Washington Avenue had a driving range there.
Yeah. I just never can do that. All right, so let's do a quick review here for everybody. You have the, this is for the 4th Fest Parade, and Louis is the fundraiser. And every time you see the parade, you don't realize it's a lot of money to put these parades on. It's not free. Everybody's got to, you know, you got to pay for police. The city kicks in the police, you said, though, right?
Yes, the city pays for the police.
And it, does it cost any money to bring any of these groups in, the bands, or they are on their own?
Oh, yeah, no, we got to pay for them.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you know, years ago when they used to have, you know, the Kilties and the Scouts, and, you know, they always had, we had bands here. They used to have a, over at Horlick Field, they'd have the contest, you know, the big band contest, you know, marching bands. And so we'd have 10, 11, 12 marching bands in our parade every year, but it cost us money to bring them here. Then we had to put them up for the night. So that was all money, and usually we put them up at the high schools. And so, yeah, it costs money to bring these
people
in.
What, do they sleep in the gyms?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah.
A nice sleepover. You know, and I have the last three parades on my cable box because I recorded them on Channel 24.
Yeah.
And it's fun to go back in the dead of winter when the snow's blowing and you watch the parade. Yep. One year you have this guy, I don't know, it was from Park High School or Horlick, and he did a somersault over the golf cart and continued to do them on the other side of the golf court and landed on his feet. I don't know how he did it.
Yeah.
And I had that saved on my cable box. And I said, this kid is amazing.
Right.
I mean, he
took
a chance diving over the golf cart, and he obviously knows what he's doing because he didn't crash and burn on it. And he did it going down the parade route because that's how long is that parade route? A couple of miles.
Yes. Yes.
It's a lot of walking.
3.1, I think it is. 3.1 miles.
Yes, a lot of walking.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a hot day.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of walking.
Gould there in Maine. And
I know. I'm exhausted riding in that car. Yeah, I'm exhausted riding in that car for 3 miles. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very exhausting to ride in a car and wave for 3 miles.
You got the parade wave.
But right, you got the, But you also had, I used to have my dog in the parade with us when we had the van, the old WRJN van. He used to bring my beagle in the parade. He wore a little thing on his head, little hat, you know, the grand old flag hat. A lot of the politicians, they walk in the parade. They have a car, but they walk.
Right.
Kudos to them.
Yes.
And you've got all the queens of... the Job, and you got all the... I love those horses, though.
Miss when they Racine. Do, and,
Miss Racine.
Yeah, yeah.
I love the horses, though, when they come in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. I hate to be a marching band after the horses, but, you know.
Gotta
watch where you walk.
And, you know, sometimes they take a little too long and cause a large gap for us.
Yeah.
And, you know, so us as marshals are, come on, can you speed it up a little, please? Please move it up, you know.
All right, so you've been doing the fundraising for how many years?
I've been involved in the fundraising. I took it over from Kevin Gonzalez 3-4 years ago.
Oh, okay.
But I was helping him all along.
You were the president of 4th Fest, though, for a while, right?
Yeah. Yes, yes.
That's a
few years back.
That's almost a full-time job.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot involved to that. You know, and our present president, he's doing a great job, so...
Yeah. Well, kudos to you again. Yeah. The 4th Fest Parade coming up on the 4th of July this year. It's a Friday. I just found that out.
Yep.
It's a Friday this year, and goes right past my house.
Yeah.
And I got all my relatives who come and sit on my front lawn and watch the parade. And it's really
a good time.
It's really, it is a good time. The parade is just, and you can get a roster of the parade online if you want to. So you can follow along. And people don't realize this. Every float, every unit has a number in it. You can see it in the cars and on the floats. They have numbers so you can find out where you are.
Yeah.
But it runs a long parade, almost 3 hours.
Yes.
And that pre-parade is enough to make you deaf, you know.
Yeah.
All the sirens going.
Yeah.
I like the pre-parade. This is the pre-parade. This is before we get to the parade.
Yes.
All right. One more time. Somebody wants to donate. They're hearing now and say, I want to give money. You go to the website, which is what?
4th Fest of Greater Racine.
There you go. Fourth best. You had to think for a second.
Yes.
It's on your shirt.
Yeah.
So Fourth Fest of Greater Racine. And you can make a donation if you like that way. Or during the parade route, if you want to make a donation for next year, the little golf carts come by with the little buckets in there. Pop a 20, a 10, a 5, a dollar, whatever you got in there, pop it in there. And you're helping for the next year as well.
Yes. And just remember, we've got the three big things coming up before the 4th.
Got the golf outing on what day?
That's on the 28th. We've got the block party on the 21st.
And that's at High in Maine by the Rhino Bar.
Yeah. Right. And on the 3rd, we're having our Monument Square annual party. We have music, food, beer, and
on the 3rd
soda
of July?
Water. 3rd of July, right on Monument Square.
A pre-pre.
Yes. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So we have a 50-50 raffle going on. We have a big raffle that we're giving out $5,000.
Whoa.
So, come on down. It's a great time. We got a, who do we have for a band? I forget now. But yeah, he's a very good local band that's well known. And yeah, it should be a great time. It's a great time.
Thank you,
it really
Louis.
Is.
If you missed any of this, we're going to podcast it tomorrow so people will be able to hear it again.
Awesome.
Louis Tutton, thank you very much for coming in. You're a nice man.
Well, thanks for having me here. And
thank you for what you do.
I